The Tafsir of Surah Al-A'adiyat, Chapter 100, Al-Qur'an, which was revealed in Mecca.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
In the name of Allah, the Most Gracious, the Most Merciful.
والعاديات ضبحا فالموريات قدحا فالمغيرات صبحا فأثرن به نقعا فوسطن به جمعا إن الإنسان لربه لكنود وإنه على ذلك لشهيد وإنه لحب الخير لشديد أفلا يعلم إذا بعثر ما في القبور وحصل ما في الصدور إن ربهم بهم يومئذ لخبير.
Translation: By the Adiyat, that is steeds, snorting, striking sparks of fire, and scouring to the raid at dawn, and raise the dust in clouds the while, and penetrating forthwith as one into the midst, verily, man is ungrateful to his Lord, and to that he bears witness, and verily, he is violent in the love of wealth. Knows he not that when the contents of the graves are poured forth, and that which is in the breast shall be made known, verily the day their Lord will be well acquainted with them. Chapter 100, verses 1 to 11, Al-Qur'an. The next topic is swearing by the horses of war about the ungratefulness of man and his zeal for wealth. Allah swears by the horses when they are made to gallop into battle in his path, that is jihad. This is also collected in At-Tabari, volume 24, hadith number 562. And thus they run and pant, which is the sound that is heard from the horse when it runs. Striking sparks of fire, meaning the striking of their hooves on the rocks which causes sparks of fire to fly from them. And scouring to the raid at dawn, meaning the raid that is carried out in the early morning time. This is just as the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to perform raids in the early morning. He would wait to see if he heard the adhan, call to prayer, from the people. If he heard it, he would leave them alone, and if he didn't hear it, he would attack. Then Allah says, and raise the dust in clouds the while, meaning dust at the place of the battle with the horses, and penetrating forthwith as one into the midst. This means then are all in the middle of that spot together. Allah says, and scouring to the raid at dawn. Ibn Abbas, Mujahid, and Qatada all said this means the invasion of the horses in the morning in the way of Allah. And his statement, and raise the dust in clouds the while. This is the place in which the attack takes place. The dust is stirred up by it. And his statement, and penetrating forthwith as one into the midst. Al-Awfi narrated from Ibn Abbas, Ata, Ikrimah, Qatada, and Ad-Dahq that they all said this means into the midst of the disbelieving enemy. This has also been recorded in At-Tabari, volume number 24, hadith number 564 and 565. Concerning Allah's statement, verily, man is ungrateful, that is kanud, to his Lord. This further means this is the subject what is being sworn about, and it means that the man is ungrateful for the favors of his Lord, and he rejects them. Ibn Abbas, Mujahid, Ibrahim, and Naqai, Abu al-Jawza, Abu al-Aliya, Abu al-Duha, Sayyid bin Jubair, Muhammad bin Qais, al-Dahaq, al-Hasan, Qatada, al-Ra'bi bin Anas, and Ibn Zayd all said, al-Kanud means ungrateful. This has also been recorded in At-Tabari, volume number 24, hadith number 566. Al-Hasan said, al-Kanud is the one who counts the calamities that befall him, and he forgets Allah's favors. as also recorded in At-Tabari, volume 24, hadith number 566, concerning Allah's statement, translation, and to that he bears witness. Qatada and Sufyan al-Thawri both said, and indeed Allah is a witness to that. It is also possible that the pronoun he could be referring to man. This was said by Muhammad bin Ka'ab al-Qurazi. Thus its meaning would be that man is a witness himself to the fact that he is ungrateful. This is obvious in his condition, meaning this is apparent from his statements and deeds. This is as Allah says, it is not for the idolaters to maintain the masajid of Allah while they witness disbelief against themselves. Chapter 9, verse 17, Al-Quran. Allah further said, and verily he is violent in the love of wealth. Meaning, and indeed in his love of the good which is wealth, he is severe. There are two opinions concerning this. One of them is that it means that he is severe in his love of wealth. The other view is that it means he is covetous and stingy due to the love of wealth. However, both views are correct. The next topic is the threat about the hereafter. Then Allah encourages abstinence from worldly things and striving for the hereafter, and he informs of what the situation will be after this present condition, and what man will face of horrors. He subhanahu wa ta'ala says, knows he not that when the contents of the graves are poured forth, meaning the dead that are in it, will be brought out, and that which is in the breast shall be made known? Ibn Abbas and others have said, this means what was in their souls would be exposed and made apparent. This is also recorded in At-Tabari, volume 24, hadith number 569. Allah further says, verily, that day their Lord will be well acquainted with them. Meaning, he knows all of that they used to do, and he will compensate them for it with the most deserving reward. He does not do even the slightest amount of injustice. This is the end of the tafsir of Surah Al-Adiyat, and all praise and thanks are due to Allah.